What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to episode 8 of the Positivity Pod. A lot has happened since we've last spoke, and to bring everyone up to speed, the Buffalo Sabres are 5-1-1. The Washington Nationals won the NL pennant in dominating fashion, and your Buffalo Bills have the second best record in the AFC. With Miami Dolphins coming into town, coming into the Ralph. Finally, it's time for the Bills to play the role of the Japanese fisherman. The awards were a little tricky this week to decide. The Josh Allen of the Week goes to Dan Ramsey for having three of the top eight scorers in the league on his roster, two of which on his bench, and he got the W. So good job, Dan. The Ding Ding of the Week goes to Justin Flad. You finally did it, bud. The Make-A-Wish Foundation for Husbands Living Miserable Lives contacted me yesterday and informed me this is his only wish to be mentioned on this podcast. So congratulations to Justin Ding Ding Flad. Since we're already so late in the week, just going to do a quick recap of last week's games. Ramsey leaves two players on his bench who combined for 90 points, still enough to beat Mitt's pathetic team 124-118. Girio continues his war against drugs and burns Sunday's Nuggets at the border 141-123. In our domestic partnership matchup of the week, Groot lays the wood to Flad 135-78. Keegan ends a three-game slide with a Bruce Smith gift from Caleb, but Caleb's recent acquisition has the whole league buzzing. Keegan 112, Caleb 78. Our next game reunited a couple of Windspear Ave residents. The fuckboy slipped something into Adam's drink, sent him to bed, and then fucked his face 153-144. Eddie, now on a two-game winning streak since his shotgun video, and he disposes of Bushnell 120-81. In the closest game of the week, Prisbel outperforms Bit for a three-point victory, 141-138. Moving into this week's picks, I did skip a week somewhere. So overall, my record picking games is a powerful 17-25. Somebody asked Ed to do the math for how many units I'm down. Interesting week this week, the standings being so tight. Pretty much every game from here out matters. Week 7 picks. I've got Groot minus 10 over Adam. Girio is minus 29 v. Prisbel. I'm going to take Prisbel to cover that number. Keegan minus 20 over Ed. I like Ed to cover that number as well. Flad minus 5 to Caleb. I'm going to take Caleb to cover. A lot of dogs here today. Dogs are barking. Sunday minus 11 to the fuckboys. I like the fuckboys there. Bushnell minus 1 to Ramsey. And I think Ramsey, as I've said before, is a good team. Uses his big week last week to keep his momentum going and covers the 1 and gets the win against Bushnell. And we do have one Are We Sure They're Good matchup of the week. And that pegs Mitt minus 20 v. Bit. And in some sort of sign of confidence to give myself some hope, I'm going to choose myself to cover that number. Are We Sure They're Good game of the week. We're back in Mitt's gambling den. Once again, we went 1-1 last week. Continuing to bat 500 with an overall record of 3-3. In tonight's NFL game, I like the Chiefs minus 3. Well, I'm not sure I would consider a win here a righting of the ship for the Chiefs. I do think the Broncos, while they are a little bit hot, are a bad team. So Chiefs minus 3 is the play. We got a little mini Pac-12 after dark tonight with Chip Kelly's squad heading up to Palo Alto to take on the Cardinals. I've got the over 50.5. Stanford, not really a high-scoring team, But UCLA loves to go fast, so Stanford will get a lot of possessions. I think this number is a good spot to attack. So pick one, Chiefs -3. Pick two, Stanford UCLA over 50.5. That will about do it, this week's Positivity Pod. As always, we thank you for your listening. Without you, the show would not be possible. Actually, that's not even close to true. Without me, the show would not be possible. So, whatever. But again, we do appreciate it. As always, God bless. Go Nats. Go Bills.